Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Heyo! Let's see, the mic is working. Let's turn it up a little bit. A little bit more. There we go. That's pretty good. Hey, what's up, y'all? Just eating some chips. Hanging out on a Taco Tuesday night. Getting my Pre-Tostitos game in right now. And the first thing I really want to talk about, before we get into anything, is there is breaking news. There's Bobby. I can't even. Maybe I'm a boomer, but I can never pronounce her last name right. Bobby Althoff update. There are leaks. There are leaks, people. And I'm questioning. I spent the last half hour trying to figure out. Clicking on audio. Game needs to be adjusted. Yes, please hold. How is it now? Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Adjust the gain, adjust the gain. How is that? Hello, hello, hello. Oh no, it's clicking on audio. Audio problems always. How's that, guys? Is that better? Good? Still there? Uh-oh, Katie. I don't know what to do. Still clicking. Well, I don't know what to tell you guys. Mr. Chicken, this is why it's the best show on YouTube. How is that? Is that any better? Unplug the plug and plug it back in. How was that? Same? Better? Worse? Hello, hello, hello. Clicking. Better? It's gone now. Better. I don't hear anything. Mike is still farting, but not as bad. All right. I don't know what to do. I changed my mic cable today, too. I mean, I don't know what I can do with these audio issues. I've had enough. I can hear it barely with my speakers. Hey. Hey, Superham Mams. What's up? Try Alt 4. No, the daughter of Riley or whoever you are, the old mic cable gave all the issues. So I tried a new mic cable today, brand new, out of the box, and it is, I don't know, apparently not working. But you know what it does give me a chance to do? It gives me a chance to eat my Tostitos and get my strength together to talk further about this. But yeah, until someone comes to my house who lives in LA and can set up my Streamlabs properly, there's, at this point, there's nothing else I could do. I don't know what to tell you. I say that with peace and love. But other than that, I reached out to Dan Swerdlove. He helped me the most. But here we are. We're still clicking in the audio. So, we're gonna have to deal with it, guys. You know, I'll just yell. It's fixed. That helped a lot. I just boosted it a little bit. Is that better? That's better now. Something randomly just made it perfect. Okay. All right. Perfecto. Good. It only took us 5 minutes of wasted time to get to this point. But back to Bobby. Bobby leaked. That was the breaking news on Twitter about an hour ago. And when I hear leaked and a woman, I think nudes. That's the first thing I think of. But then when I went on TikTok and searched Bobby leaks, I also saw this, which made me think that maybe it's not. There was, you know, she was saying she didn't want to do this the podcast in the first place. Now so much negativity is coming in. In case you didn't know, Bobby just got recently divorced from her husband. And Dave Portnoy, one of the all-time greats, says, "My girlfriend says you hooked up with Drake and got divorced. I'm saying that's not true." And Bobby says, "I'm not commenting publicly, but off the record, you're right. That is not true." Dave said, "I knew I was right." So is that, in fact, the leak that they're talking about? So no, that's old. So what are the leaks that they're referring to? Is there nudes out there? Is that the big news? What has been leaked, people? Nude leaks? Nard, you're leaking? Oh my goodness. Get a towel. I want to know too. Let's see. Let's just do this on the fly. See, there's nothing new I can find about it. I was like looking at this. I love this. In the bodybuilder.com forum, there's a thread, "Is Bobby leak real?" 6 hours ago. Why Drake leak might have something to do with it. Huh. Oh, it's also everybody's scamming to try to get you to look at that they have the leaks. But so far I have found none. And Mara, welcome to the VIP membership. Yeah, the Drake's stuff is old news, but if there is a new leak, I don't see them anywhere unless I'm missing something. It's just a conspiracy. I saw the question that Bobby was related to the Drake leak. I don't know. I saw it on Twitter about an hour ago, and that's all people were talking about. So I wanted to comment on that first. Before we get into my next favorite topic, the McBrooms. But this time, I am on Landon McBroom, who I'm not plugged in, people. I had no idea really about Landon other than he was Austin's brother. And he's insane. He's just as crazy as Austin is. So let's go to this. Let me go to my notes. Here we go. First of all, shout out to my girls at Spill Sesh. Always got to give them a shout out because, let me just get my audio together. They are always covering the important news out there. And let's start with the pregnancy stuff. I don't know why this dude...
He used to post old photos of Shyla pregnant. it all the time. Even one time using her photos and trying to pretend like it was a friend and not her, talking about being there for her because the father of her child isn't around. Like, he was making up this whole fake storyline and using these old photos of Shyla, and it was so weird. And the reason why people caught on to it was because him and Shyla did have a family vlog channel at one point, and they matched up the room and just everything about this. And he was in fact using those old photos of Shyla when she was giving birth to their daughter. And every relation.
So that's confusing to me. So actually, let me go back to this because I've screwed something up here. Hold on. I got green lines showing on my screen. There we go. It's better. So I guess he's got an ex-wife. That's what I've learned so far. And he's obsessed with pregnancy. We'll get into his current girlfriend and why he's obsessed about getting her pregnant. So we'll get into that in a second. But he's going back and posting old pictures of his ex giving birth. Like, that's creepy. Am I missing something? I mean, so that's what we know so far. So, okay. So he was posting, I'm sure the ex didn't like that, using her, you know, her birth videos for clickbait years later. But it gets weirder. People, it gets weirder.
Girlfriend now, where he's posting tons of photos of her pose.
Does anyone want to know why Landon McBroom is so obsessed with pregnant people using it as clickbait? So that's her, not pregnant, but it looks like she's like maybe feeling a little bloated and pushing her stomach out a little bit. And like, he's ready to kiss the belly, like there's a baby in there. I mean, I guess that's the look he's going for.
To be pregnant. And people on TikTok have wondered why he just seems so obsessed showing three different times he made his ex-girlfriend pretend to be pregnant. And in his new relationship, it's been no different. Since they started dating in October, he has been saying nonstop that he wants to get her pregnant. And the thing is, you know, people can do whatever they want, but something about the fact that he seems so obsessed and has done this so many times has people...
Now, I don't know how old Landon McBroom is, people. I have no idea. But yeah, he looks to me like maybe he's in his late 20s, okay? He already has a kid. You know, he's dating the girl since, what, October or November, right? So he's in the relationship 4 months or so. So why the big rush to have kids? Why the obsession to have tons of babies now? Are you trying to duplicate your brother's Ace family blueprint and have a whole bunch of kids so you have a content factory at your house? I mean, I wouldn't put it past him. He is a fucking McBroom after all. I mean, when I was in my 20s and dating, the last thing in the world I was thinking about was getting a girl pregnant, okay? Especially one I was in a relationship with 4 months, all right? My head was nowhere near that space. And I don't know, maybe that's like, any guys on here care to comment who are in their mid to late 20s? I mean, maybe some of you are, you know, ready to take that step and ready to hop into, you know, fatherhood, but he's already a dad, so he's already got a kid. But his whole content now is about, like, check this out. All his content is about making babies now. So check this out. We're not taking another pregnancy test. We're going to go and do blood work to see for sure. So there she is, like, obviously looking in the toilet at the results, let's say.
He said, we're not taking another pregnancy test. We're going to go and do blood work to see for sure. This one says, all I can do is rub her back and be there for her. Like, nobody would actually be naturally taking these kinds of photos. At least that's how people feel about all of this. He also takes pictures of her looking at these tests. And currently he is saying that she's really sick and keeps having positives, but they aren't pregnant and can't get answers as to why they aren't. He also said that in the last 4 months of them dating, they've also been trying to get pregnant very badly in those months. And people who have seen his Snapchats really just can't believe this, not only because of his past of doing all of this, but also because she just got a BBL, which the last time I talked about Landon...
So that's, this is a very important thing. This, women, rise up and speak up here, okay? Because, look, she just got a BBL and she just got some lipo, right? So there she is looking good with her flat stomach. Now, women out there, please comment, because I'm not a woman, but if I was, I got lipo, it was probably because I wasn't feeling very confident in my body, thought I could lose some pounds, maybe exercise and diet wasn't working, so I'm like, I'm going to do lipo, I'm going to be looking good this spring, this is going to be my spring, this is going to be my summer vibe, I'm going to have a big old butt and a flat stomach, and good for you, girl, if that's what you're out there to do. But I can tell you this, if she's going through the surgery to have that done, do you think she really wants to get knocked up next week and see that all go away? I don't. So this seems to me like this is all Landon going, honey, just like stare like sadly at the pregnancy stick, like look at it sadly so I can take a picture for the thumbnail, okay? Like look, like get on your knees in front of the toilet and like I'll hold your hair and we'll set the tripod up and we'll get like a picture of you like you're having morning sickness so people will think like maybe you're pregnant. But ladies, I'm gonna read the comments in a second. If you get your body looking like that, you're not going to want to fuck it up, you know, at least for a couple years before you have kids. I mean, if you're really dying to have kids, you're not having that surgery done. Am I right or am I wrong? Okay, hold on a second. Actually, speaking of Snapchat, I wanted to do this earlier today, but I didn't remember to. I have a manager friend of mine. Hold on. And I'm going to text him. I want to see if he has any idea what kind of money these fools are making off of Snapchat right now. Because, I mean, all the content is obviously going to Snapchat because, as we all know, Snapchat is where all the money is. So, this is all Snapchat content. But the baby angle just seems so gross. So gross. It makes me... I like Austin's content better than the creepy baby content. Freya, I don't think Freya's on here. We don't have anybody mod, but I would love to see a poll. But I think I like Austin's new. Somebody called him I saw a video today on a T channel where they called him the Austin's creepy character now. The one who's applying at CVS, the one who's living in a mobile home in front of Catherine's house. The one who's just acting. Oh, we gotta. Let's see. Yes, my man got right back to me. Okay, he says, I'm guessing around. This is for the Snapchat earnings, right? He said he's guessing around 50 to 20,000 per month each. So. That's for Austin and Catherine, I'm guessing. Landon's got a little smaller following, so maybe his is less. And this person saw them at Snap's holiday party, which meant they were there to really suck up to their rep's ass because they don't want this Snap money train to go away. Wow. And he makes one final comment to say, no one attends those parties unless they need to keep the rep really happy. Ha ha. Ah, he is the best. And he also said Dobrik does the same thing. So, of course, yeah, all the hype. I'm sure Jason Nash, I mean, Mr. Manager that I was just texting, if you care to mention, was Jason Nash also at that? Oh, no, he would be, I guess Jason Nash would be at the TikTok event because TikTok is where he's making his money. When I interviewed Jason about 5-6 months ago, he was saying all the money was in Snapchat, but for some reason, I think he did like some kind of double secret deal with TikTok, and now that's where all his money's coming from, and he's got blasted for that several times. But let me read your comments now. We saw the crazy... actually, here, I'll show you a couple more clips before we go to the comments. So, like, it's all baby content.
4, 5. And we have 3 unopened ones right here. There's more. And watch, I just pick up any... I want you guys to see what, like, this is. Because I don't know if this is, like, some type of Photoshop or some shit, but you guys are seeing this. This is just one that has more of a faint line, but that's a cross. I don't know if I'm tripping.
Bro, you are tripping. How is that a cross? That is a, look at this. That is one line, just like here where it says not pregnant. One line. Maybe I'm hallucinating by not seeing the plus sign here, but there was no line going across that, okay? It is obviously not pregnant. Why are you trying to trick us? We can see the picture. You're driving me insane. What is wrong with you? Oh my God. And then his girlfriend finally speaks up. I'm sorry, but I don't know her name. I don't really care enough to do any more research than watching this 8-minute or 10-minute video.
Guys, I am exhausted. Like, I'm mentally drained, I'm physically drained, I'm all of the things drained. I've literally been out since 7 a.m. this morning. I just closed a deal, thank you God, but I've been out and about and working, and I haven't had time to schedule any type of doctor's appointments or go to the urgent care and get a blood test. Like, I've just been doing the absolute most.
Girl, stop it, okay? First of all, everybody is doing the most. Everybody is going to work and going to their job and going since 7 a.m., okay? Just because you're an influencer and you got out of bed before 10 a.m., that is not a major news story, okay? And look at your body. You just got that surgery. You are... Stop the madness, okay? Stop the insanity. You are not trying to get pregnant with this fool, all right? There is no way. Why would you get the liposuction and the BBL? Am I insane, people? Ladies, please comment. I am this is driving me insane. I don't know why, but I could listen to this McBroom drama all day long and never ever get tired of it. I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan of the family now. Matthew says, we met you because of Jason, technically. Okay. Hey, I always said I support Jason. You guys can talk all the trash you want, but my experiences with Jason, and I've interviewed him 2 times. I've reached out to him a couple times. He's helped me with some things. He's always been a good guy. I ran into him when I was with my family, and he was with his wife. I ran into them at a restaurant about a month ago, stopped and said hi. Super friendly. So I think the relationship's good. It's good for my side. I hope it is for Jason's too. But yeah, you can make fun of him all you want for dancing for dollars on TikTok. But Jason, I'm still loyal. So I wasn't taking a shot at him. Cicadia, imagine being mentally and physically drained in a mansion. Yes, it is. Guys, it's tough out there. You know, it's tough out there. making clickbaity titles to get that 20, 25 grand a month coming in from Snapchat every month. It's hard out there. It's hard out there making fake stories that go nowhere, that are gross, yet they have people like me, a grown-ass man, up today. I wish a little. So people were asking about my anxiety lately. I've got my anxious cat merch. Oh, wait. Did we talk about merch? Yes, we have merch. Go to the TomBoardShow.com for more for the spring collection. With hate and disgust tees are the biggest seller, but so are the 8-bit anxious tees. And we got hoodies and sweatshirts and all kinds of stuff. So go check that out. But, I mean, I guess it is hard. You know, it's hard out there, you know, struggling to keep content like this going. It's got to make you feel... I mean, even if she's in the mansion at the end of the day, you know, it's got to make her feel it's she seems like I don't know. This is the first time I've ever seen her face. I don't even know her name. I don't really even care to know her name. Right. But I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say, look, she's been in this McBroom multiverse. I don't even know how the right word to describe it, but she's been in this McBroom universe for 4 months or something. So I'm not going to hold her accountable for, you know, for this yet. But, you know, I think every time she's got to kneel down in front of the toilet and fake morning sickness for a thumbnail, it's got to take a little piece of your soul, people. Okay. Even though she's in the mansion. Okay. Even though she's not getting out of bed till 10, 11 o'clock, okay? Every time she's got to pee on a stick to say negative, it's got to take a little piece of her soul. Don't you think, people? Or does it not? Is she not human? Has she been brainwashed? And has she been, is she infiltrated into the McBroom network and their web of content production, okay? Is she so locked in? Is she locked in? And this is part of the game, and it doesn't take a piece of her soul. The soul is gone. There's no more pieces to take, people. What are your thoughts? Supernova, you say it's so hard to post on Snapchat every day. I don't even have to go ask my manager friend because Jason actually told me this. He said to make real money on Snapchat, you got to be posting 40 to 100 times a day. Now, the McBrooms, maybe they have to post less because they're getting ridiculous engagement. So, you know, of course, if you're getting more views per video, you can post less of them. But... yeah, you do have to post a lot. It's a job for sure. McBroomiverse. Yes, she is locked into the McBroomiverse. Yes. Let me go back. See what the lady said about the liposuction. Nard, my eyebrows are on fire. Actually, you were incorrect, Nard. Incorrect assumption. Now, we're going to get close, and I'm going to expose myself to my old man eyebrows. Now, look at this. It may be a little hard to see. Up close, I'm not going to lie, okay? Up close, they look pretty fire, all right? I got some fine-ass eyebrows. But under the not optimal lighting setup that I'm at now, they need some trimming. I got to go to my, I got to go to my salon. I got to make an appointment at my area nail salon down the street. I shouldn't have doxed myself by saying the name of the place, but I'm sure there's some in many towns in LA. And I have to go and I have to sit with all the housewives getting their nails done. And I sit there and I got no shame, people. When I was younger, I had shame. The older you get, the less shame you have. And that is a good, that's one of the good things about getting old. I worked out this morning. I worked out at 4:30 in the morning because we were talking about anxiety and how I've been fighting it. And I thought, I'm an afternoon workout guy. I don't want to work out before 4 p.m. ever. I wake up, I still wake up at like 4:30 just because that's the time I wake up. But usually I devote that time to watching the Suns basketball game from the night before or another NBA game that I missed because I live in a house with a wife and two daughters and they don't let me watch basketball here at night. Okay, so that's not even an option. So if I want to watch hoops, it's got to be at 4:30 in the morning. But I decided, look, anxiety's gotten out of control. I got to take some action. So maybe if I work out in the morning, that will kind of make me tired or kind of run that negative, anxious energy off. So I worked out for an hour and a half this morning, people. Okay. You see this, you don't know what's going on under this hoodie right now, but come springtime, come summer, people, it's going to be a show, okay? It's going to be a show. I'm not going to show you. I'm not going to have shirt off pics on Instagram. I'm not going to be posting thirst traps. But just know, it's going to be going on under that shirt, okay, people? I'm putting in the workouts. I'm putting in the time. I'm tracking my macros. People were asking me today for advice on, how do you stay disciplined and stuff like that. I have no idea. I just worked out my whole life, so I have no idea how to motivate anybody. I'm not going to become a fitness influencer or motivator or, I just ate Tostitos and I'm drinking a Coke Zero during the stream. So I'm not exactly, Johnny most healthy. Let me see the chat. Is it stuck? Why is my chat stuck? Danger, I'm glad to hear you're working out. Rowing machine is no joke, people. I repeat, rowing machine, no joke. Full body workout. I like it. Super ass. Am I getting lipo? No. This summer, I'm getting a BBL. My ass is going to be Kardashian-like, and it's going to be amazing. I'm going to be posting thirst traps all over the place. It's going to shock the world. I'm going to be the only dad picking up their kids at school with a BBL, okay? I'm going to be looking fine as hell. could you imagine like I'm the dad, the moms and dads are sitting around and most of them look sloppy as hell. I'm not gonna lie, I try to look presentable when I pick up my kids, right? Most of them look sloppy in my opinion. Okay, they need to step up their game a little bit, but wouldn't that be funny if I just show up like, I show up the same time I pick up my daughter or daughters at school every day, and then all of a sudden, like, one day, my wife picks them up for a week straight, and all of a sudden, I come back in with this fine-ass and round ass wearing little shorts. the things. Sometimes you just gotta laugh, people. You just gotta laugh. Me with the giant Kardashian booty makes me laugh. I don't know why. Katie, wait till I turn around. The world is going to be shocked. Skylar, with or without the BBL, always making the heads turn, okay, people? Always. V, you know, that's a good point. I can tell Tom is a workout king because most bald guys are. You know, I would agree. I would probably say that more bald guys work out consistently than guys with hair. And I think there's a simple reason, right? If I got long, luxurious hair, okay, I'm working with a pretty decent face. We just talked about my eyebrows. Okay, my nose gets a little red. I got some rosacea stuff happening there. But for my age, I think, you know, my skin's holding up pretty good. You throw some luxurious black hair on this head? Am I working out as hard? Fuck no. I could have a little gut. No one's going to care. They're just going to be looking up here, people. They're just going to be distracted with all the beautifulness going on up here. So they don't need to look at anything else, right? But when you got a bald head, you know, people want to look and look away, and they're going to check out the rest of you, right? See what if there's what positive things are possibly going on this bald person. So, yes, I think you have to be, if you're bald, you have to be in better shape than someone with great hair. No question about it. Oh, if you're bald and short, well, first of all, if you're short, you have to work out just because you're short and you hate everybody, okay? You hate everybody, you're pissed off you're short, but you know the one thing that short guys, I can't knock them, the one thing, dude, I went to high school with this kid, Nick, and he was, here, I got to do the math because I've never lifted anywhere near this much, so I can't even do the calculations in my head, but he was benching in high school 4 45-pound plates on each end. So that's 8, 45 pounds is 360, plus the bar is 45 pounds. So he was benching 405 in high school. He was like a midget. He was like 5'5", 5'4", maybe. And I always want, but those guys were so much stronger. I think because I'm like tall and kind of lanky. I don't know, maybe because I have to, my arms have to travel a lot longer and it's just kind of have to go like this. But yeah, man, those short guys can straight kill it at the gym. Oh, for sure, Matthew. They're out there. Every gym's got one. I would love a wig try-on segment. That would be fun. And Danger, you're right. I'd be too high. That's what I always tell people. If I had hair, if I had some salt and pepper hair right now, it just wouldn't be fair. It just wouldn't be fair to the other streamers. It wouldn't be fair to the world, to the people in the work environment. I mean, who's going to get promoted? Me with like a nice salt and pepper hair or some other guy, some bald guy? I mean, come on. Who's going to get that executive VP job? Me. Okay. So it wouldn't be fair. This keeps me grounded. This keeps me, I'm one of you people. Okay. I'm bald. I have mental health issues. I'm all fucked up. Okay. So yes, that keeps me down. And my wife will also keep me down. If I like feel like I did something kind of cool or, you know, was invited to something special or was kind of feeling myself for something a little bit, she'll immediately knock me down. So yes. So Tom is a man of the people and Tom doesn't think he's shit. All right, so what else are we going to talk about? So that's Landon. We talked about... You know what I want to talk about? Let's talk about... I got a couple of things. And then today's Taco Tuesday, so I can't go too late. But a couple of things. Let's go to... Are you familiar with Vanderpump Rules, people? And if the answer is no to that question, well, I don't know if I want you around, okay? If Vanderpump isn't a part of your life and you don't know who Tom and Katie and Lisa and Ken, if you don't, and Raquel, if you don't know who these people are, we might not be able to be friends. I mean, I'm dropping some hard truths right now, but that's really how I feel. Okay? So if you are with me and you're still here and you know who they are, Long John Express, let's start a BBL fund. $199. We got a long, long, long way to go, but we'll take donations for whatever. All right. But Tom Sandoval cannot get any worse. Let's see. I got to go through. I'm on TMZ and they have everything on one fucking page. So you got to go through like the whole, hold on. You got to go through this whole thing of why Tom is awful. Well, let's go to this. Well, first of all, he said on a podcast, Billy from Texas, yes, I guess you could stay even if you, but you have to promise to watch in the future, okay? Mega me, maybe this was not the show for you. I apologize. Did I see the diss Rachel did to Shayna? Of course. Katie, of course. If it's Bravo related, I'm here. Ruby Frankie getting charged. I did hear Super Ham Hams, but I haven't heard about the sentencing or anything yet. I'm loving Axios newsletter. No, I do not read a business newsletter, newspaper daily, but I do watch YouTube business videos that pop up. I like the Bloomsburg news quick takes, like 5 minute sections. I just like learning about different businesses. But we're getting off subject, people. You didn't come here to hear me talk about business, all right? So let's see. So the first thing that I saw from Tom Sandoval as I was scrolling the news this morning was that he said his moment was of getting canceled last year for cheating on his girlfriend with her friend, akin to the OJ Simpson and George Floyd situation. Now, okay, that's really really self-aware and a great comparison, Tom, you know, so good for you right there. But then I didn't like what he did with this. So Rachel goes rogue. She's Rachel. She's Raquel. Okay. She was calling herself Raquel, even though her name was Rachel. So you're going to stay Raquel for me. Okay. So she was speaking the truth on her podcast, responding to Tom Sandoval, alluding to suicidal thoughts in the wake of their cheating scandal getting exposed. And she cites a quote from her ex's December 2023 appearance on Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge. Oh my God, Teddy Mellencamp from Real Housewives of Orange County, one of the worst characters on any Real Housewives series, and Tamara Judge, who's, I mean, just hanging on. I mean, Orange County needs to be demolished, and they need to do what they did with Real Housewives in New York City and just really keep, like, because those dumbasses in New York were just like so making so like such fucked up statements. They had to like cancel. They all got canceled, so they had to bring in a whole new cast. So they should do the same thing with the OC because they're both awful. But back to this. When he was on, I don't know why he would be on their podcast, but he was on there. He said, I was on the phone with Raquel and literally debated fucking killing ourselves. Sandoval broaching the sensitive topic on her behalf felt like a step too far, who was not prepared to weigh in. She said, it's not okay for someone else to tell the other people they have expressed feelings of not wanting to live anymore. She said on her own podcast. And yeah, she also clarified she believes Sandoval may have misrepresented the private conversation, because noted when she heard it, it sounds like, a Romeo and Juliet, like, suicide pact. Like, we're lovers together. The world doesn't understand. We're just going to have to go out of this life together. Let's hold hands and drink poison or whatever they did in Romeo and Juliet, because I fucking hated Shakespeare and never paid any attention in high school Shakespeare classes. So I'm actually on Raquel's side on this one. So this just gives you another reason to hate Tom Sandoval. And another reason to hate Tom Sandoval is I still don't understand why him and what's her name? Not Katie. Who's his girl's name? Someone comment, please. I don't understand why they are living in the same house. I'm guessing because they're broke, they probably bought it at a time. Like, I bought my house, right? Like, my interest rate is like 3.35, right? So, like, I'm locked in to a low interest rate. So, like, I don't know if I could afford this house now at the current interest rate. So maybe they're locked into like a low interest rate and no one wants to give that up, that low payment for a nice house up. So they're fighting over it. But, you know, you can fight that battle in court, and I don't think you need to live there. I don't think it's healthy to live there. I don't think it's good for either of them. It seems like such an awkward thing, but it is great for the show because they have to go through an assistant. And I believe it's Tom's assistant. So that's the only way they will comment. Yeah, Ariana, I'm sorry. Yes, so the only way Tom and Ariana will communicate with each other is through Tom's assistant. Now, how he has an assistant and why Tom needs an assistant is beyond me. What is he doing, right? And, you know, the other thing that was they were taking shots at him for, too, was I'll take another shot at Tom Sandoval. Shots fired, Tom Sandoval. You're bringing a bad name to us Toms out there, okay? There's some good Toms out there. Tom Cruise makes good... Okay, he's weird with Scientology, okay? I'll give you that. But the guy makes blockbuster movies. Every movie Tom Cruise makes is almost always good. Tom Brady, winningest quarterback of all time. Tom Ward, awesome on so many levels. Then you got Tom Sandoval fucking up the name for the rest of us, right? The other thing he did was he totally abandoned his business, the bar restaurant that he started, because he was canceled, so it was bad for him to be associated with the restaurant. So obviously they didn't want him doing appearances there, which, okay, makes sense. But you abandoned your partners and you went on a rock and roll tour. He's like my age, okay? I mean, look, it's kind of sad that I'm doing this at my age sitting here with you. But look, it's twice a week at night after work in the privacy of my own home. And really, I mean, who am I hurting? But Sandoval is out there hurting his business partners who go, okay, you invested in this. So did the rest of us, but we're all working partners. And you're out there, I don't know, appearing on podcasts and going on your rock star dream world tour. That's helping us how? Tina, what's this is a hobby and a side hustle. What, for me? Or for Sandoval? I mean, if he's making money at it, I guess it's worth it, but you had a money-making operation that you fucked up by having everyone completely turn on you because you did something fucked up. So that should be your number one priority to your business partners. Like, okay, how do we figure this out? Like, I'm going to stay in the background, obviously, till this blows over eventually. So, like, what can I do to help in the meantime? And Tina Y, I will share my mental health struggles with you in a little bit. Oh, Megan Me, reality shows are where it's at. The other great one that's going on right now is Real Housewives of Miami. Now, in the ranking of all the Real Housewives, from season to season, they'll vary. A couple years ago, the clear-cut winner was Real Housewives of Utah. Why, you ask? Because the character Jen Shah, when they were going away on a girls' trip, they're all on the bus. All of a sudden, Jen Shah gets a call, jumps off the bus, takes off, and a minute later, the bus gets raided by FBI agents, okay? And there's never been a greater moment on reality TV as that. So a couple years ago, that was the best reality, the best Real Housewives franchise. This year it's not. This year is boring as fuck. I can't stand it. I can't stand Lisa's ugly glasses. I can't, there's no storyline. There's no one interesting. Mary's kind of on the show and not on the show, which is semi-funny, but not enough to keep me tuned in. I don't care. I used to like Potomac. I don't really care about Potomac anymore. New York, everybody's new, which was a good idea, but I didn't feel like learning about everybody new. I have enough things to learn in my life. I didn't have that kind of time to devote to it. So to me, this season, Beverly Hills is good. I would put that in a solid second place because you got a lot going on there. You got Kyle entering possibly a lesbian relationship. With a heavily tattooed country star who I forget her name, but people know her name now because she's kind of dating Kyle, or they're quote unquote besties, just best friends who hang out all the time and who get tattoos with their names on each other. But I mean, who knows? I mean, what does that mean? I don't know. It's 2024. All bets are off. It could mean anything. So that's interesting. Mauricio, is he cheating? Of course he's cheating. Are they going to get separated? Of course they're going to get separated. Erica Jane has had so much Ozempic. She looks ridiculous. Dorit and PJ, I'm just waiting for the House of Cards to fall because the outgoing amount of money just based on Dorit's wardrobe alone has got to be $100,000 a month, and I see no income coming in, so that is going to be interesting when that plays out. Sutton is good just to kind of make fun of because she's kind of annoying. Crystal's just whatever, but so that's okay. But Miami is really where it's at. And the last episode of Miami, which was great, was because it was so funny. They asked her flat out, Julia did, asked, and if you don't watch the show, this is probably, you're probably not following along and you may have dropped off, right? But I suggest watching it. Just start with this season. You don't have to watch like the past season. Just start with this season. It's good enough. Larsa Pippen is going out with Michael Jordan's kid, Marcus Jordan, okay? So they're dating. And there's an interesting dynamic to this because who is Larsa Pippen? Well, she's Scottie Pippen. If you don't know basketball, number 33, I used to have a poster of him on my wall. He was on the Bulls with Michael Jordan. He was the number two guy on the team, NBA All-Star, NBA Hall of Famer. Great player, one of the greats, right? So Larsa is his ex-wife. Now, Larsa, they were married for, you know, many years, you know, I don't know, 20 years or around there, or something like that. Had a bunch of kids. Used to see Michael socially. So, you know, Michael had kids, Marcus being one of them. So I'm sure she saw Marcus as a kid, which makes shit even grosser. As a kid, you know, maybe at these events, I don't know what the age difference was, you know, but still that's, it's kind of like Scottie and Michael are teammates. And it's like, would you date your coworker's kid? I mean, maybe if you were single, they were super hot and they were kind of close in age range, maybe, but it would still be weird to face your coworker at work every day knowing that. So it makes it weird on so many levels. But Julia finally called her out and said, is Michael okay with you two dating? And we all know the answer to this is no way in hell is he okay with this, right? This is drama. Mike don't need no drama. He's got all the money in the world. He wants to live a quiet life. He wants to gamble. He wants to smoke cigars. He wants to be on the golf course. Good for you, bro. You're the GOAT. You earned it. You don't need your son making poor choices with your family's money. I think that's what it really comes down to. So Larsa said, yes, of course he supports it. Well, literally like 2 days later, they both unfollow each other on Instagram and take down pictures, all pictures of them together off their Instagrams. So they're speculating they broke up. And if I had to guess, I would say it was Marcus who broke up with Larsa because Larsa wants to wifey that up as quick as she can. She wants that Jordan money. And she knows that's money that just never, ever, ever ends. So she wants to get on that train. Now, I think Michael probably had to eventually sit down with Marcus and go, bro, enough, okay? I got the Jordan brand. That's enough to keep you and I don't know how many brothers and sisters you got extremely wealthy and your kids extremely wealthy and their kids extremely wealthy for a long, long time, provided you don't fuck anything up. So this shit with Larsa, gotta go. Okay, Dad. What happens if I don't, by the way? You're out of the will. Oh, okay, Dad, gotcha. Hey, Larsa, we're done. That is exactly the way it went down. And that's just part of the reason why Real Housewives of Miami is the best Real Housewives this season. How old is she? She's got to be... It's hard to tell with like surgeries and liposuctions and all that stuff now. She's got to be in her... I don't know. Let's look it up. How old is she? I would say late 40s. All right, Larsa Pippen, 49, Marcus Jordan, 32. So, yeah. I mean, look, I get the MILF thing. It's every, you know, teenage guy's fantasy, right? It's getting with the hot MILF, right? But so I get that. I guess that kind of stays with you. So I kind of get that. But... you know, she's 49 years old. I mean, you probably want to have kids at some point. I don't know if that's still possible. But I don't think that's... I mean, just based on watching Larsa on the show all these years, I don't think that's the one you bet on, right? To stay with you through thick and thin. Yeah, Katie, I highly suggest watching Miami. Watch Miami. Also, I loved... what did I love this year that just wrapped up? What's the Charleston show? Help me out, people. I'm old. I forget things. Southern Charm. Southern Charm was fantastic this season. Highly suggest that if you're going to go back and you miss that. And Billy from Texas, have I ever had beans on toast? I've commented on beans on toast. It is I'm out on beans, including jelly beans, all kinds of beans. I'm out, okay? I've taken a hardline stance on this, and I'm out on beans. You know what? Should we do a membership drive while I eat refried beans? Would people really want to see me eat beans? And if so, what beans would you like to see me eat? I mean, this channel's got to start making some money. So, I mean, if I got to eat some beans and, you know, hate it and be farting for the rest of the night, hey, I mean, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Eat beans to make beans. That's not a bad idea. We should do, I'll do a poll on the YouTube community tab to see that. But that's really all I got because it's Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday night, so I don't do a too long a stream on Tuesday. Yeah, maybe we should do that. Tom eating beans. So I'll post that on the community tab and you can vote. What would be your options? Because you can only go give so many selections. What options would you like to see as far as the beans go? Like, I think you can do five options to vote for. Beans on toast. Are you from the UK, Ill? Just canned baked beans? Oh, I've got to eat all different kinds of beans? Like an assortment? Like refried black beans, garbanzo beans. Baked. Ugh, baked beans are so gross. Bean soup. Ew. Baked beans, refried beans, pinto, and kidney. And I gotta eat all of them? Maybe we'll do a membership drive. I'll get with Freya on that. That's not a bad idea. 15 bean soup. Is there such a thing? There's 15 different beans in the soup? Good Lord. Okay, so that is a good idea. I will write that down. Membership drive. Bean mukbang. All right, done. Super Ham Ham's wig try-on segment. I would like to do that with Rich Lux. If Rich comes out to LA, I'm sure he's got wigs. And I would that would be a great segment to do. I think with Rich would be funny. We got to do that in person though. Wig try-on. With Rich. That would be fun to do. All right, so before I go, is there anything else you would like to hear me talk about? Some people want to talk about anxiety, mental health issues. Yeah, Rich Lux is my boy. I love Rich. And before we cut out of here too, of course, one more time. Support the channel in any way you can. We have really no brand deals or any income coming in other than YouTube from the ads. So the merch sales help. So we dropped a full spring collection. We have Hate and Disgust, which if you're familiar with my podcast, that is the exact opposite of peace and love. It is hate and disgust. Like I say, I hate beans and I say that with hate and disgust. We've got the Anxious merch, the 8-bit Anxious tees and hoodies are the most, or those and the Hate and Disgust merch are probably the most popular. Then we've got the original OG cat logo too. If anxiety is not a part of your life or you don't really feel like walking around with that on a shirt, I totally understand. You can get that too. And then we've got hats, we've got tote bags, we got mugs. So go check it out, thetomwardshow.com. Supports the channel. You can also become a member, and you can also gift memberships too. That's another great way you could support the channel. So I think Howie Mandel said my name on his pod. What? Crazy Six, when did Howie bring me up? I gotta look at that. Well, shit, you can't just leave me hanging. Oh, the chat was telling them to bring me on? Get out of here. So what was Howie's question? Who the fuck is Tom Ward? When did he mention it? I gotta go check it out. Was it like his last show or what? Yeah, let me know what here I'll stay around to find that out and then we can watch. And then we'll pull it up. It's a fun way to end the show. Wow, you guys are unbelievable. I gotta say, there's 63 people here and you go, you know, sometimes I get bummed out and I go, you know, we talk about mental health issues. My internal critic, my tiger mom who's always screaming at me goes, "Tom, you probably spent an hour researching and taking notes on what to talk about today. Then you had to set all this gear up, you know, because you have a small desk that you got to work at all day. So you have to roll all this stuff out. You could have worked a little longer today. You could have spent this time spending with your kids. And you do all this for what? For 63 people. So who gives a fuck, right? Well, thank you, Tina, for the gifts. But... And now we're down to 56 viewers, right? We're going the wrong way, but I get enjoyment out of it. And this one, usually Tuesday shows will get like 1,000, views on the replay. So I guess that's decent for just me, Tom Ward, regular guy talking. And then the ones on Thursday get more, they'll do like 1,500, maybe 2,000 if it's a lot. So I appreciate that you guys are so invested in me, invested in the show, enough to get in the H3 chats and mention me. We're even going to Howie's live chats and mention me too. It's just, I'm beyond grateful. Like, thank you so much. It means a ton. So, does anyone know what episode Howie mentioned it? So I could pull it up. It'd be nice to pull up before we go. And thanks for gifting memberships, everybody. Oh, Tina, don't get me started. This is what I'm reading right now. This is the fun stuff Tom Ward does in his free time, right? Embracing your inner critic, and oh my god, so much work to do there. Oh my god, it was the last episode, but not sure. Oh, Tina, it is a hard read. I mean, here, let's go to some of this, right? Here we go. Let's go. Okay, here's a great example, right? And this would happen to me. Like, I've been on a cereal binge. I don't know why. Maybe because I've been like down and my body craves carbs, which is like the worst thing. You know, refined sugar is like the one of the worst things other than the caffeine you can be eating when you're dealing with anxiety. But this sums up the inner critic, which I call my tiger mom, perfectly. Let's say that it's midnight and you've gone to the kitchen and eaten two delicious peanut butter jelly sandwiches. Once you have finished eating, the inner critic really starts to tear you down. It tells you how terrible you are, what a slob you are. It tells you that you have no self-control and never will have any self-control. It tells you you are a blimp and that it hates you and that it is disgusted by you. Yes, that is what the inner critic is to me. That is exactly what would happen. I wouldn't make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but I might go pour myself a big bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and immediately after finishing that bowl or the next morning, I would be saying the same exact thing. So it's a fun show inside here, guys. It's fun. Lots of work to do. I was doing one of Howie's live streams. Howie does one episode a week. We hadn't pre-recorded. So anyway, if you guys find it, just DM me on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Tom Ward Official, everywhere. Make sure you like the show. Make sure you comment for engagement. Make sure you share the link with your friends. Check out the merch. Thank you for gifting memberships. Thank you for the members with those cool little emojis and the TWs next to you guys. You're the best. You guys are on the case to get a timestamp. Well, I am impressed Howie Mandel mentioned my name and that you guys were so persistent in the chat to actually make his people aware of me. So thank you so much. Guys, you are the greatest. Yeah, if you find the timestamp, just hit me up on Twitter. DM me on Instagram is probably the best way. @TomWardOfficial. So thank you so much, guys. I'm sticking to my schedule. I'm trying to stay consistent. Thursday at 5 p.m. I will see you then. Peace and love and not hate and disgust. Thanks, guys.